And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The pro-life movement has been racking up wins at the state level. In Iowa, the heartbeat law there, which took effect last July, has already driven abortions down 35% in the state. Drug-induced abortions still account for 81% of the total, which is exactly why states like Mississippi passed a bill criminalizing the mailing of abortion pills as a felony drug trafficking offense. The legislation targets out-of-state doctors using the mail to circumvent Mississippi's near-total abortion ban. And in Tennessee, Senator Marsha Blackburn has asked the IRS to investigate whether Planned Parenthood is abusing its tax-exempt status by selling Botox injections. That's right. The largest affiliate in Northern California launched a cosmetics program to offset an estimated $100 million revenue gap after losing federal Medicaid funding. To Indiana now, where Mike Braun signed two bills aimed squarely at protecting children. The first increases penalties for child sex predators who exploit children through abuse material and creates new offenses for distributing it. The second bill, it requires parental consent for children under 16 to use social media. A California jury recently found Meta and YouTube liable in a landmark social media addiction trial, so the evidence for action keeps mounting while too many states keep stalling. And in New Mexico, a veteran teacher is blowing the lid off what's actually happening inside America's classrooms. And it explains a lot about why Gen Z is struggling so much. Paula Edwards is her name. She described a system where negative behavior is ignored, positive behavior is bribed with prizes, and students are passed along regardless of performance. Obama-era discipline policies treated any form of correction as potential discrimination, and while those were revoked federally during Trump's first term, many states still operate under the same failed philosophy. Perhaps most disturbing is the Bureau of Indian Education. Their schools are teaching Native American children how to fill out welfare applications instead of teaching them how to read. And a new analysis from the Daily Wire has connected America's falling birth rate to something deeper than economics. The fertility crisis is really a marriage crisis, a faith crisis, and a meaning crisis all wrapped up together. As our country grows more and more secular every day, children are becoming less and less common. And it's not because people don't want them, it's because they've lost any type of worldview that makes family life feel possible. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at fortisinstitute.org. And also don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.